thank you so much for joining us for this interview. It's great that you could join us at Addicted to Quack.
Definitely.
So first off, you have left some mighty big shoes to fill at Oregon. How do you think that the team, and specifically the running backs, Kenyon and D'Anthony, are going to be able to live up to your high expectations?
Oh, you know, set the bar pretty high. I'm sure Kenyon, you know, he's a great enough player to, you know, go out and achieve, you know, if not more than me. You know, he's a phenomenal player, and so is D'Anthony. I look for those guys to go out there and have big years, you know, a big year this year, and I feel like they can do great things.
What would you tell a high school football player who is considering going to Oregon?
Oregon is probably the best decision, you know, I've ever made, you know, going there, playing for Coach Kelly. I've learned so many different things, you know, on and off the field, you know, and just being an athlete, you know, just going out there and, you know, guys think about, hey, I want to catch the ball, run the ball, do whatever, you know. Going to Oregon, it really opened my eye that, you know, you can do all those things and the sky's the limit as far as being a football player, you know, not just that, you know, the academics there and the cool uniforms, you know, you get to wear Nike all the time, you know, I think that's really cool. So if I was in high school, you know, I see all that stuff, you know, of course I would want to go there, but it's more than just that, you know, the family and the camaraderie in that locker room is great.
Is there like one or two things that just are really going to stick with you from your time at Oregon?
Yeah, you know, my running backs coach is there. He's probably number one person in my life, you know, always will be. Really, really, really close to him, you know, and all my, you know, close people that I'm really close to are still there. You know, I love being in Oregon. It's like my number one home now, you know, somewhere I will always go back to and support the school and whatever it may be. You know, I'm always going to be there for them because, you know, it's just some place that I love.
So when we talk recruiting on our website, a lot of times people talk about the spread offense that Oregon runs and all that. But how did Oregon specifically prepare you to go into the pros?
Playing fast. You know, everybody always talks about the spread offense. But at the end of the day, you know, there's 11 on 11 people on both sides of the ball, you know, that's trying to get to that next level and trying to compete for their team. So it doesn't really matter how you get the ball. You know, it matters what you do when you get the ball. And I think that's real important. Film doesn't lie. You know, football is football no matter how you play, you know, if you have 11 on 11. So I think people just look at the spread offense, you know, it always gives an automatic knock. But at the end of the day, it's still football.
Next, what is it? Your training camp is starting, I believe, on Friday. And have you actually been with the entire 49ers team yet? Or is that the first time that happening on Friday?
I think the first time it will happen is tomorrow.
Okay.
I think we originally supposed to start tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
And I don't know if you've had that big adjustment yet to pro ball, but what is the biggest adjustment that you've had to life after college? And congratulations on your recent graduation, by the way.
Just being it's a job now. You know, it's a business. You know, going out there competing each and every day. You know, it's something that you have to do every day. You know, it's not like college where you have to balance school, you know. This is my career, you know, trying to make this team better, and it's a job, you know. So it's probably the biggest adjustment.
And have you met with, Coach Harbaugh and the rest of the position coaches and everything? How do you think that will be different from when you were at Oregon?
It's really not any different. You know, I've been practicing each and every day for the last week now. So it's the same old thing, you know, like I said before, you know, football is football, and it doesn't really change that much, you know. Only thing that changes is I'm in a West Coast offense now instead of a spread, but at the end of the day, it's football.
Yeah. Moving on to a slightly different topic, you were talking about how it's much more of a job now that you're in the NFL. And one of the things that's really kind of been a big topic is the concussion issue that's affecting football players. How has that affected your thinking about playing football professionally? And how have you kind of taken steps to do what is best for yourself in the long run?
Well, obviously, you know, the concussion part of it, you know, that's a real serious deal. And nobody wants to go out there and hurt anybody. Well, at least I know nobody on this team. You know, that could be like a friend. And I think everybody should go out there and, you know, play the game how it should be played, you know, physical while the whistle's blowing. But I don't think anybody should go out there and target anybody's head. And if you have a concussion, I feel like that you should come out of the game. You know, that's really important. You know, that's your life. You know, that's something that could, you know, ruin your whole life. And I don't think it's that important for you to go out there and try to risk injury just to stay in the game.
Have you noticed any change in the attitudes towards that from football players specifically in your time, even in the last few years?
No, not really. You know, you got to go out there and protect yourself. You know, it's a physical game between the tackles or really anywhere on the football field. And, you know, you just got to protect yourself and have your head on a swivel. You know, everybody's coming after you, and everybody's trying to get that paycheck at the end of the day, too. So it really is an aggressive game, but it's all good, you know, as long as you play within the rules.
Yeah. I think you're kind of – you actually have a pretty unique situation in that you're going from Oregon and you're going to San Francisco, and there's a lot of overlap between San Francisco fans and Oregon fans. I know there's a lot of people on our site that are really excited to have you on their pro team after watching you for 3 years at Oregon. Is that kind of give you – do you think that gives you any type of edge or anything that you have that built-in fan base right off the bat?
You know, it really is good, you know, for me to come from Oregon to, you know, Northern California, because I did keep the same fans. Obviously, you know, all the people at Oregon can always, you know, come here and watch me play, and all the people that I played against for a couple of years, you know, they can become fans too. So I like it, and, you know, hopefully I won't let them down.
Awesome. Do you have, when you were at Oregon, did you have any specific plays that you would call, like, your favorite or anything that really sticks out to you?
No, not really. You know, I love playing all the plays at Oregon, you know, no matter if it was blocking or running or whatever it may have been. You know, it was just so much fun playing there, and it was kind of like a video game all the time.
Good deal. Do you have any idea of what kind of role you're going to be playing in the San Francisco offense?
No, I really don't. You know, I just go out there and I compete, and I just practice hard each and every day.
Well, I also, I know that you are involved in the Gatorade Beat the Heat program. What exactly is the Beat the Heat program?
Beat the Heat program is just a deal that I'm doing with Gatorade. You know, really educate athletes about the importance of staying hydrated and getting electrolytes in your body and filling your body, you know, in the hot summer months, you know, like it's been lately. And no matter if it's hot or cold, you know, you got to stay hydrated throughout the season or throughout the practice or whatever it may be.
And what exactly can athletes do to beat the heat?
It's not too much what you can do to beat the heat besides stay in the shade. But I'm sure Gatorade has numerous of different things that you can do, you know, so you don't get any cramps or pull any hamstrings. Because, you know, if you don't stay hydrated, you know, a lot of bad things can happen. And nobody wants to cramp up. Nobody wants to pull anything. And nobody wants to sit out of games. Myself, and I know numerous of people that have had to come out of games because they didn't stay hydrated. And I think that it's really important that you know that you – do all the things necessary so you can stay in the game and, you know, not just drinking during the game, but you need to start a couple of days before and getting electrolytes in your body. And I think that's really important too.
Is it what else should athletes be paying attention to nutritionally to combat the heat?
Nutritionally, it goes whatever you put into your body, you know, you get out of it. You know, I use myself as an example because I don't like to speak for anybody else, but, you know, I eat a lot of fried chicken in college, or I eat fried chicken before a game. You know, that's probably not a thing that you should do. You know, it's good on the pro team, but it's not good, you know, when it comes Saturday night, you got to go out there and play a game and you're really heavy, or eating french fries. You know, you need to stay away from stuff like that. And like I said before, you know, you get out of your body what you put into it. And I'm sure a lot of college and high school players, you know, you really need to pay attention to your nutrition.
All right, well, thank you so much, LaMichael, for joining us. I know that our blog readers will be excited to hear your comments today, and we just wish you the best of luck in the coming season and good luck with the transition to the NFL.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.